podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
The following mini podcast is a shortened version of our interview with Rams star Kane Wilson. And you can hear the full, in-depth, 30-minute episode by signing up to the Steve Bloomers Washing Patreon. There's loads of great benefits on offer, from bonus Derby County podcasts every month, competition prizes, your chance to contribute to interviews, and we'll even send you a welcome pack for signing up with Rams beer mats and stickers. You can even sign up on a 7-day free trial. Just head over to patreon.com/Steve Bloomers Washing to find out more. Our latest guest on SBW is a hugely promising right-sided Ram who has firmly established himself as a key part of Derby County's promotion push this season, not least with the winner against Bolton last weekend. It's the Birmingham Buffalo himself. It's Kane Wilson. How you doing, man?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very, very good. Very good. It's fantastic to meet you. I think it's fair to say we've all really enjoyed watching you in a Derby County shirt this season, but we are talking to you off the back of a very disappointing result at the weekend with the defeat at Northampton Town. How are you feeling personally, and how are the team in training in terms of the reaction to that today?
It's disappointing. Like, there's no point lying. Like, everyone was gutted. Like, we knew it was a massive opportunity to stake a real claim to automatic promotion, but Gaffer showed us today a table of just sort of different points in the season, and there's been times in this season where if you would have offered us being 4 points clear of third with them having a game in hand, you would have taken it. So we still see it as we're in a good position, not a negative position. We could have maybe been in a better position. Obviously, that's an obvious thing to say, but we have to look forward, not backwards.
You said, Kane, before we started, that today was a bit more of an analysis session rather than a lot of work on the grass. What do you think kind of went wrong for the team against Northampton on Saturday?
It's cliche, but we had big chances. We had the bigger chances in the first half prior to their goal. And obviously, goals change games, so if we score them goals, it could be a repeat of like your Bristol Rover games. It could have been the game where we scored quite early. It's gone out of my head now. Port Vale game. It could have been a game like that, or like many of the games we've had where we won 4 on the bounce. It could have been just like them, but we didn't. They scored. They took a. I couldn't really see it from my angle. When I've watched the highlights back, it was a great finish from him. First time. Yeah. At the end of the day, it wasn't the result we wanted. So we had to look at it, we had to analyse it, and we had to pick the bones of it. But hopefully now going into Friday, we can put that game to bed and move on.
Yeah, and you have, to your credit, Kane, only lost back-to-back games once this season, Barnsley and Charlton, I think, just a few weeks ago, actually. So you've got to give credit to the coaches there. But what of Paul and Richie and the coaching guys been saying to you to try and make sure you do bounce back, and that we don't dwell on this, and that we really kick on into the Blackpool and Portsmouth games over Easter?
They've just been saying that, like, obviously there's 6 games left, and reality is it's 6 games to go and get something we've worked so hard for already. The 6 games coming aren't bigger than the 6 games gone. They're just another 6 games, but obviously these ones are penultimate. They're going to be the ones where they're the decider. So it's almost like you play football for these kind of experiences. You talk there about like Barnsley game, Bolton game, these big games where they're seen as almost like 6 points. There wasn't. I mean, the Bolton win wasn't any different to like the North. If we would have lost to Bolton and beat Northampton, it would have been like Oh, it's okay. As long as we beat the team, the lesser teams, say, which they're not lesser teams, but as long as we beat them, we're doing well. But I just think it's all about like perspective. I think we're in a great position. We're in a driving seat, and every other team in the league, other than Pompey, would swap positions with us. So we need to just keep going and keep our head down, basically.
You talked about Bolton there. You mentioned that. Must have been a real highlight for you. Scored the winner from a corner, of course. Just a massive high. Kutch and I were at that game. Incredible atmosphere at Pride Park. One of the best I've seen in a really, really, really long time in years. But just your second goal in a Derby shirt. I mean this in the nicest possible way, Kane, but when you scored, it didn't quite look like you knew what to do celebration-wise. That's fair. How did it feel?
I seen when I heard the commentary back on it, he said, "Kane, when I was in there, I thought I might score, but when I thought it hit Waggy, so I didn't know if Waggy was going to claim it or I was going to claim it." And Waggy said it didn't really, like, he brushed past him, but he said it wasn't enough for him to be his goal. And as well, it might have been handball, so if it was, then you don't want to talk about that. So Waggy, I ran away like celebrating. Then you see me in the celebrations, go to Waggy, like, I don't know. He asked me, is that my goal or your goal? And I was like, I don't know, I just celebrated. So it was, so to clear the confusion, I did know that, I did think I was able to score, but I just didn't know if it was my goal or Waggy's at the time.
So you mentioned again the Buffalo nickname, Kane. We've never really heard any proper reasoning behind it or how it came about or who came up with it. So is there any light you can shed on how you ended up with the Buffalo?
So it's Connor Washington, really. He was like, when I first joined, he was like, bloody hell, like, you play like a buffalo. Like, just how, obviously, it's kind of said in that kind of way. Like, you're like a buffalo, the way you play, like. You just get the ball and run past people. Obviously, I'm quite strong. I'm a little bit stocky, like, and obviously, I'm quite like, I'm probably more agile than a buffalo. But you know what I mean. Like, that's probably more. So that's where it started, if I'm being honest. And it's been going since the start of the season with Connor Washington. Then it kind of like spread. Like, a few lads were calling him in. And then like we were playing darts, and like my darts name was the Buffalo. And then we did a quiz, and like I put my name as like the quiz in this quiz. I put my name as like the Buffalo as like my quiz name, and the gaffer was like, "Where does that come from?" And I explained it kind of similar way to how I explained it to you guys, and then gaffer started calling it me, and then like just like that, really, it just spread. And then he said it in an interview. I think everyone was a bit like, "What's he calling Kane the Buffalo?" but obviously I know, and it's from there, really. But it's a good name. I like it. I got an emoji on the keyboard as well, so I can use it as like my little like my branding. Do you know what I mean? That's my brand.
Of all the kind of African, or it's part of the Big Five, the buffalo. Of all the animals on safari you see, I wouldn't have necessarily thought buffalo. You're quick and nimble, and the bumble's a bit slow and lumbering. But
I don't really know. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really know why Connor Washington. You need to ask him if you get him. You need to ask him why he said buffalo, but he started it anyway, so you can give him the credit.
A bit more serious for a second, but what I'm really interested, Kane, is that I don't really know what to refer to you as, in the sense that we've seen you play in several positions this season, essentially like you've been a fullback, you've been a winger, you've been a wing back. I think you've almost even popped up on you know, one side of the front three at one point. I mean, we love to see you charging forward like the Buffalo, with the ball at your feet, skinning defenders. Do you have a preferred position? Is it right back or wing back or right wing?
No, I even played striker against Stevenage. No one knows that, though. I think everyone thought I was out of position, but I was actually started number nine, me and Nat.
That was a deliberate game plan from the manager, was it?
Yeah, against Stevenage, I started striker with me. It was a game after Colo got injured, and we hadn't signed Dwight at the time. So we had, obviously, Colo, Waggy, Wash, injured. We had no like, obviously, recognised striker. So Gaffer pulled me in and asked me if I'd do it. I was like, yeah, but I'd love to play up front.
of all our injuries, you might get a chance to play in every position on the team.
And I've only got a goalkeeper and centre-back left.
Centre midfield to go, You played up front in your West Brom days, didn't you? So it can't have been that unfamiliar.
When I was a kid, but like, I've not played it. I've never played a professional match up front ever. That was the first time. Sometimes the opposition dictates where my favourite position would be. So I know it sounds silly, but if we were playing against the back five, I'd probably say winger or fullback would be my favourite position, because like when you're matched up back five versus back five, sometimes the wing backs get cancelled out because obviously you're man marking each other, and unless you actually get it and go past him, which obviously can happen because, like you said, my best attributes are dribbling past people. So if I get it and go past him, then game on and you're smashing it. But if he's a good defender, like I'll come against Ryan Yambe, say, it'd be a game where like you cancel each other out. Whereas I think that like tactically, if it could be, if I was playing wing back against a back four, you could, I could be playing against Ryan and he couldn't stop certain things from happening. So I think you're right in saying, look, I don't really have a favourite position where I'm like, I only want to play. I never ever would say that to the manager, like, oh, if I'm not playing fullback, then I'm not happy. Or I'm not playing winger, I'm not happy. I'm happy to play anywhere, genuinely. As long as I'm on the pitch, I'll play.
So, so Kane, Paul Warne is obviously quite a unique individual. I think we've all learnt that over kind of the last almost 2 years that he's been at the club. How have you found his management and his coaching style? What is, what's he like to play for?
He's really like, I can't speak highly enough of him, really. He was, in terms of man management, he's up there with the best I've ever worked with. He's really like, seems to care, genuinely. He has an interest in all his players, not just the starters, not just the, from the outside looking in, the star boys, say. He has a care for everyone in the group because he understands how important the group is. If you ain't got a whole 25, 26 lads pulling the same direction, then it's going to be a lot of headaches for everyone involved. So in that sense, he's brilliant. I found it good. He said he's physically a very demanding manager. Like, he wants you to run, he wants you to work hard, which every manager should demand. And I'm always lucky that, in a sense, that that's a skill that I have, that I can run quite a bit. So. Yeah, we've always got on in that sense. I can't really, I've got really no negatives to say, to be honest. It's been really good.
Kane, we really appreciate your time. This is just the last one in this segment for now. I'm sure you'll appreciate that a lot of Derby fans are feeling pretty down this week. Could have been 7 points. We know it's not. We've been over all that, but still 6 really, really important games to go starting on Easter weekend. What would be your message to Derby County's fans in terms of trying to keep everyone on side and getting the whole fan base and club to stick together?
We need them more than anything now. Can't express to them enough how much that Bolton game, it helped myself, the boys. We were buzzing in the change room after. Like, we were like eager to like just feel that again. That whole euphoria that was surrounding that game was amazing. It gave us all like a little test out of almost like, oh yeah, this is what you can have. Keep working hard, and if the fans can, I've always, like, I see it all the time. Honestly, they're amazing. They're so good. How like away games sell out, home games now sell out. Like, it's non-stop. So I just want them to know that it doesn't go amiss. I see it, everyone sees it, and they really are the 12th man. It's like the opposition are playing against 12 when we've got them on our side.